The thing about sports medicine on the sidelines is the best examination you're going to get is right after the person gets hurt, because their adrenaline's going and they've got and they're able to let you examine them, whereas if you're wait a half an hour, you're not going to find that much. Now, when you first examine the patient on the field, what you're assessing is to whether or not that person is stable to move, whether we can pull them up, take them over to the sideline and see how they're doing, or whether, especially with the younger kids, like the high school athletes, to see if whether or not they have a fracture or something else along those lines, in which case you don't want to move them off the field. You want to go get some gurney or something and take them off and get them over to the hospital. So that's why, you know, you'll see the trainer or sometimes the doctor run out on the field to examine someone. There was one football game that I was covering when I was in San Antonio where a kid fell down going up for a reception. Dislocated his elbow. And so, you know, he's on the field. You could just wrap that up and send that. The trainer didn't feel comfortable with that, but I was able to go over and reduce his elbow immediately, which, you know, if you were to wait 3 hours until he got to the ER.
Wait a minute. You skipped over that part way too fast.
Sure.
Reduce his elbow immediately?
Yes, his elbow dislocation.
So it was like when my finger goes out and I have somebody pull on it, you just yanked on this kid's arm and he was back in socket again?
Yeah, yes, exactly. And he, you know, it's kind of funny. Obviously, I'm not going to let that kid back in the game. But, you know, and the pain relief associated with reducing a major joint like that, like a shoulder dislocation or an elbow, is immediate. And they're very excited. Now he's got his adrenaline going. His elbow's back in place, and he's asking if he can get into the game. I'm like, absolutely not. And then I, you know, tell his coach that he that not to let him back in the game and to take his helmet away. That's what you got to do, is you got to take the helmet away from the kids, or they'll try and get back in the game.
Okay.